Thank you, ladies, for those wonderful testimonies. They're just great examples of the Lord's provision and just love in our lives. And actually, it's quite fitting because our passage today will be talking about the Lord's provision and comfort. Can you turn your Bibles to Psalm 23 for me? Also, thank you for not touching any of the waters. Now, as you're turning there, I want to ask you a question. Where do you go when you are in distress? I know, I think a lot of people, when they go to distress, they usually go to family or friends to share their burden or to share their stress of what's going on in their lives. If you're a child, you probably want to go to your parents in the hopes that you will have some sort of authority figure to just relieve you of the stress at hand. I also think that a lot of people these days just avoid their stress through just entertainment or movies. For me personally, the way I handle stress is I usually just take it on my own and just try to resolve the issue as soon as possible because I just hate the stress, and that's just kind of my natural tendency. But in today's passage, we're going to be looking at Psalms 23, a psalm written by David who will reveal to us how he finds his comfort during stressful times. If you know, this psalm was written by David. He was at one point the king of Israel. But an important fact that I want you all to know is that at one point of his life, he was a shepherd. And through his experience and just sharing his experience through the psalm as a shepherd, he starts to paint this picture that the Lord is the shepherd of his provision, guidance, and comfort. Let's go ahead and read our passage. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Just looking back at that first verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David starts the psalm with equating that the Lord is his shepherd. The Bible does show this metaphorical relationship pretty often. Christ once called himself the good shepherd in John 10:11, and those who have faith in Christ are considered his sheep, as it says in John 10:27-28. A shepherd is dedicated to his sheep. He is responsible for their safety, their source of food. In fact, a shepherd will stay up late watching for wolves to protect the flock. David will be drawing on his experience as a shepherd to paint us the picture of the Lord's loving kindness for the rest of the psalm. So, how does a shepherd provide for his sheep? Looking on to the next verse in verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. And just moving on a little bit to 3, he restores my soul. I find the beginning of this verse pretty odd because he said he makes me lie down in green pastures. And whenever I hear that word, I'm kind of thinking, so is the shepherd forcing his sheep to relax? When someone screams at me and tells me to relax, I kind of more tense up and it doesn't really help in a sense. But I think if we look at this verse a little closely, he makes me lie down in green pastures. That's food that the sheep needs to eat. He leads me beside quiet waters, an area of calmness. And of course, all living things need water. So the shepherd provides a place for the sheep to graze and feel at ease with no worries. I think David is showing us that the Lord gives gentle care for us as his sheep. He wants us to come to him and to come to him to be at ease so we can just relax in his presence. Most of you who know me, most of you probably don't know me, but I am a software engineer, and I recently had a layoff. And if you've been in the news, AI is kind of like all over the place. It's taking our jobs, it's cutting jobs, and the job market as a software engineer is just unknown right now. In fact, the worry of this news has gotten so prevalent that even my dad called me and asked me if I had a plan B or what I was going to do for income if a software engineer wasn't going to be a thing anymore. And I just after that call with my dad, anxiety just started to envelop me. And the weight of just finding a job or just thinking about my career and what I'm going to do with my life and how I'm going to be able to sustain myself just started to weigh heavy on me. But as I just continued to just push forward, because what else was I supposed to do? I couldn't just sit around. I had to either apply for interviews and just work on my career. The Lord started to show me his faithfulness. He started to provide me interviews for the field that I am as a software engineer. And as I started to get more interviews, suddenly the hope that the Lord promises, just starts to come alive in my life. It has suddenly gone from life is just unknown to, oh, I can relax in these pastures. In the sense. And I want to ask you, what is weighing heavy on your mind? What stresses you? And I think Jesus has an answer to our anxiety, as he says in John 10, 26, 27, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who are you being worried can add a single hour to his life? Just all that time worrying about my career, knowing that the Lord knows my plans, is just wasted time in my mind. And in 1 Peter 5, 6, 7, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. The good shepherd does not want us to worry, but he wants us to lean on his gentleness and rely on his provision. But then, how do you remain in the shepherd's provision? For a sheep to attain the shepherd's provision, they must follow the shepherd. Moving on to verses 3 and 4. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I see two ways that you can be led here in these verses. There's the one where the path of wisdom, as is mentioned in verse 3, he guides me in the path of righteousness. And then there's this another path mentioned here in verse 4, where it is just a dark valley shadow. I think the good shepherd, going back to verse 3, the good shepherd will guide his sheep on the right path, but will also lead us out of danger. This just reminds me of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. The Lord is our guide in life. It is the Lord's nature to bestow righteousness, a righteous wisdom on this sheep. It is part of his name. It is what he's known for. As it says at the end of 3, for his name's sake. Moving on to 4, for even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I like to imagine here for this simple verse that there is a sheep walking in a valley that is just quiet as the grave with a looming sense of darkness and unknown to the environment. But then you have the shepherd there guiding the sheep through this dark valley, as the verse says. And I think life is like that from time to time. sometimes unknowns and distresses have a tendency to just come out of nowhere, and you just don't quite see where the next steps are. When I got laid off in March, just the weight of preparing for interviews and just dealing with discouragement or rejection letters, just again, just felt like a burden or an emotional weight I just had to take on. But as I started to get through the interviews and I started to realize that, okay, it's not so bad, I then questioned myself, where do I find my guidance during uncertain times? During this uncertain time in my life, how do I find it? Where do I go? And I also ask you, where do you go to find your guidance during trials? You know, David was a military commander at one point, and in 1 Samuel 23:1-5, we won't go there, but it is just an example of David's trust and faithfulness in the Lord. There, to give a little summary of the story, is that there's an enemy attacking a city called Keilah. David just immediately prays to God to see if they should save the city. When the Lord says yes, David's army was afraid. And then David just immediately prayed again to God for assurance of whether that they will have victory in saving this city. Just Proverbs 16:9, the mind of a man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Even when facing tough decisions or you are in distress, I think one of the best things to do is just to immediately pray to the Lord and ask what the next steps are. Now that we've seen the shepherd provide for his sheep and he guides us to them safely, what is the shepherd's responsibility for his sheep? I think his main responsibility as a good shepherd is to make sure that the sheep are comfortable. Moving on to verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. The very beginning of verse 5, you prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. This is David experiencing the full care and comfort from the Lord. He doesn't have to worry about his enemies while in the presence of him. Now, I don't have any enemies, not that I know of, but I see this passage as just the pressures of the world or responsibilities that I have in this life. Some of them can be economic uncertainty, political division, rent prices are too high, need to be paid for, medical bills. But the Lord knows our enemies. Our Lord knows what's distressing us. And in his grace will provide a way of comfort. Moving on to that next phrase in 5. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. The shepherds back in biblical times used oil mixed with herbs to heal their sheep for cuts and wounds, and was just a soothing remedy for the sheep at the time. This, again, just shows the illustration of the Lord's care for his sheep and for us as we go through this life. He hasn't forgotten our miseries and knows how to take care of us. And just reflecting on these last 5 verses, 1-5, we see that David writes this psalm with just complete confidence in the Lord. Like, he just knows that the Lord is his good shepherd and that he will be taken care of. And I have to do some self-reflection on that. Do I have faith like that? Is my faith equivalent to that of David's? And if not, how can I get this faith? I would like to have this faith that David has, just complete knowing that the Lord is there. And I think Jesus answers that in Luke 11:11-13. Now suppose one of your fathers is asked, I'm sorry. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts for your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who seek him? I think asking for faith is just part of the Christian journey. He wants us to come to him and ask to reveal himself so we may experience his goodness and loving kindness. Coming down to the very last verse here, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David just ends this psalm with, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One day we'll get to experience that, being in the house of the Lord. Well, when we meet him in heaven. But for now, we will get to experience the fullness of the Lord in his we get to experience the fullness of the Lord here on earth. And as I come to my conclusion, I encourage you all to memorize this psalm and let the Spirit bring it up when life is just distressing, and be reminded that you have a good shepherd who will give his provision, guidance, and comfort in times of distress. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this psalm, Lord. This psalm that just reminds you that you are the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. And as we've seen in the ladies' testimonies, Lord, that you do care for us. And they are a testament to that, Lord. I just ask that as we leave today, Lord, that we are just reminded of who you are and that you are the eternal God who wants what's best for us. In Jesus' name, amen.